The Prince of Rags and Patches by Terry Deary. Read by Terence Hardiman. The Marsden Family. William Marsden, the narrator, the youngest member of the family, training to be a knight as his ancestors were before him. Although the great days of knighthood are long gone, his father insists on it and great-uncle George hopes for it, but he'd rather be an actor, like the travelling players he's seen in the city. He can dream. Grandmother, Lady Eleanor Marsden. She was a lady-in-waiting to Queen Anne Boleyn. After seeing the fate of her mistress, she came to hate all men. She married one, maybe out of revenge. Behind her sharp tongue there is a sharper brain. She is wiser than she looks. Grandfather, Sir Clifford Marsden. He was a soldier in Henry VIII's army, where, grandmother says, the batterings softened his brain. Sir Clifford is the head of the family, although he does not manage the estate these days. He simply looks after the money it makes. He is well known for throwing his gold around like an armless man. Great-uncle, Sir George Sulgrave, a knight who lost his lands and now lives with his stepsister, Grandmother Marsden. He lives in the past and enjoys 50-year-old stories as much as he enjoys 50-year-old wine. He never lets the truth stand in the way of a good story. Sir James Marsden, William's father. He runs the Marsden estate and is magistrate for the district. He believes that without him the forces of evil would take over the whole of the land. This makes him a harsh and humorless judge. As a result, he is as popular as the plague.